previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
One of the key nodes on the Garden Route is set for a long overdue upgrade to its airport. Plettenberg Bay Airport will get a new terminal building and longer runway to accommodate aircraft like an Airbus 318 or Boeing 737. That's according to a story on businesstech.co.za, in turn quoting the Knysna Plett Herald. The deal between the Bitum municipality and a company called RSE Aero includes leasing, developing and operating the current Plett Airport. It'll be upgraded to International Civil Aviation Organization Category 6. That would allow it to bring in the Boeing 737-300, Airbus 318 or 319. Could see it carry as many as 150,000 inbound passengers by 2050. Currently handles about 30,000 a year. What I don't have for you is a definitive time frame, but if and when it happens, expect business in and around Plett and Knysna to boom, to say nothing of local property prices. And talking of booming, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says the swift formation of the new Government of National Unity has bolstered investor confidence and fueled a rally in the rand. Interviewed by Bloomberg, Godongwana says investor confidence has been boosted, hence the rally in the rand and local equities. The rand itself is up 3.7% against the dollar since President Ramaphosa announced his new cabinet on June 29th, the most of any African currency, while the JSE FTSE All-Share Index has gained 6.6% over the same period. We should know tomorrow if Godongwana's on the right track. Stats SA is due to release the GDP data for the second quarter of the year. We're looking at a mild uptick. The forecast is for growth of 0.4%. But don't forget, the election took place in the middle of that period, so we'll only see the figures really start to improve in Q3 and Q4. Turning to the markets, the All Share on Friday evening closed down 0.6%, but that's after hitting a record high earlier in the week. The top 40 in similar vein also down 0.6%. London's FTSE ended flat, while on Wall Street the Dow hit another record closing high, up 0.6%, while the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were both up just over 1.1%. No records for those, but very close. Tokyo, Sydney this morning both down about 0.1%, Hong Kong down 1.6%. The US dollar has just edged firmer to 1.10 against the euro. The rand slightly easier, 17.87 to the dollar, 19.75 to the euro, 23.46 to sterling. Gold at 2,495, platinum 928, Bitcoin just over 57,600, Brent crude oil down over 3%, now just over $76 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.